Isheshe Olao Bokawa To Orisha. I seek permission to speak on behalf of my ancestors, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Ancestors who were taken away from our homeland, Africa. Ancestors who were raped, tortured, abused, murdered, and died tragically during the plantation time. I seek permission from the great ones, Dottie Bookman, Delesse, Queen Nanny, Harriet Tubman, Marcus Garvey, Kwame Ture, Mabuya, Papa Niza, and more. Honorable Chair, I stand before you and this forum for the third time, seeking recognition and financial support for the implementation of projects identified over the past decade. These projects are crucial for advancing the rights and well-being of indigenous Maroon communities worldwide. Firstly, I urge this forum and all UN bodies to officially recognize African Maroons as indigenous African peoples. This recognition is essential for honoring our rich African indigenous cultural heritage, legacy, and resilience. Maroons also advocate for restorative justice as a pathway to address historical and ongoing injustices faced by African descendants. Reparation financing is urgently needed to implement these justice projects effectively. Furthermore, the intersection of spirituality and mental health within our African descendant communities demand global attention and support. Food security and food sovereignty are central to the well-being of African Maroons and other indigenous African communities, especially in this time of climate crisis. Land stewardship practices must be upheld for a sustainable solution. Lastly, integrating anti-racism pedagogies in schools and university curriculums is essential for fostering inclusive learning environment and combating systemic racism. Mudope, mudope, mudope.
Thank you.